The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please rise and begin singing our first hymn. In the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Begin with the intro printed in your bulletin. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Alleluia.
I heard the word of the Lord, and heavens were made. Alleluia.
Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous.
Praise to the faithful God of Christ.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him.
On those who hope in his steadfast love.
That he may deliver their soul from death.
And keep them alive in famine.
Our soul waits for the Lord.
He is our help and our shield.
The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. Alleluia.
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Alleluia.
Fifth commandment. How do we fear love God in keeping the fifth commandment? Second, we fear love God by looking after the physical well-being of our neighbor. We do this by coming to the aid of our neighbor. Romans 12. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Then they suggest that you read about how Abraham rescues Lot in Genesis 14, how David protects Saul in 1 Samuel 26, from the story of the Good Samaritan in Luke 10. We do this by speaking in a way that helps and defends our neighbor. Proverbs 31. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy. And they suggest reading about Joseph forgiving his brothers in Genesis 45. You do this by treating our neighbor with kindness and compassion. Ephesians 4. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Colossians 3. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Then they suggest you read about Jesus' obedience to this commandment by his compassion on the hungry in Matthew 15, and his mercy to the 10 lepers in Luke 17. Colossians 3 shows how love is the bond of harmony. Our Old Testament reading for the third Sunday of Easter is from the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, beginning with verse 16. For thus says the Lord God, indeed I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from their country. I will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys and in the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and feed them in judgment. Here endeth our Old Testament reading. Our epistle is St. Peter's first letter, the second chapter, beginning with verse 21. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that we should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. But when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseers of your souls. Here endeth our epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia verse. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is known to them in the breaking of the bread. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 10th chapter of St. John, beginning with verse 11. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling, does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known by my owner. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Here endeth the gospel reading. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed found on page 22.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sit on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, confession and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated as we continue with our next hymn.
Thank you.
off of our gospel reading from John 10. And the theme is you need to hear his voice. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen. Well, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And this is a noteworthy statement. In Ezekiel 34, the Lord God says that I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. And then in Psalm 23, David confesses, the Lord is my shepherd. So then it is unmistakable. When Jesus calls himself the good shepherd, that he is calling himself the Lord God. Jesus is the Lord God, and still he is man. He even lays down his life for his sheep. God cannot die. God cannot lay down his life. Nevertheless, since God has become man, he does die for your sins and takes his life back again. This teaches you that your sins, that there is only one good shepherd. There is only one God. And there is only one man who is God, Jesus Christ. And there's only one man, and he has proved himself to be the Lord by laying down his life for you and by taking it back again. Jesus didn't just die. He described how he would die, and he would rise from the dead. And he did just that. This is why it is such a wonderful Easter message. Jesus, before he suffers and dies, makes the grand claim to be the good shepherd, which would mean that he is God. But then he declares that he will lay down his life for his sheep and then take it up again. And he then does just that. Dear saints in Christ, the good shepherd joins his sheepfold. He becomes a lamb and dies for his sheep, and then rises from the dead to shepherd his sheep forever. This is what St. John teaches you in Revelation 7. For the lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. You see, the lamb will be your shepherd. As the shepherd becomes a lamb, so then the Lord becomes a man. And as the lamb continues to shepherd his sheep, so the Lord Jesus is a man forever. And he forever makes intercessions for your sins. There's only one good shepherd. If your shepherd is not the Lord God, then he is not the good shepherd. If your shepherd did not become a man, then your shepherd is not the good shepherd. If your shepherd did not lay down his life for his sheep, then your shepherd is not the good shepherd. You see, there is only one good shepherd who gives you eternal life. And apart from him, you cannot be saved. Jesus Christ is the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep so that you may have eternal life. And he tells you that he gathers his sheep into one flock. But how does Jesus gather his sheep? Well, when you recite from Psalm 23, he leads me beside the still waters. But what does that mean? Jesus ascended into heaven, and none of you has seen him with your own eyes. Jesus says, they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Jesus' sheep listen to his voice. Jesus shepherds his sheep. with words. And this is why Scripture uses the word pastor as a name for preachers of God's word. The word pastor means shepherd. Now, obviously, your pastor is not the good shepherd, because there is only one good shepherd, who is God and man and died for your sins. Your pastor is not God. Your pastor is a sinner, and he has not died for your sins. Nevertheless, after Jesus' resurrection, he told Peter to find his sheep. And Paul exhorted the pastors in Ephesus to pay careful attention to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. And St. Peter urges the pastors in chapter 5 of his first epistle, shepherd the flock of God that is among you. So Christ's ministers are under-shepherds who care for Jesus' sheep by using words. The voice that Jesus' sheep recognize does not come with a certain pitch or a certain tone, with certain accents, or even a certain language. No, Jesus' voice can be heard in every language and in multiple tones and accents. Jesus' sheep recognize his voice by the doctrine, by the teaching, which that voice teaches. This is why Jesus keeps repeating that I laid down my life for the sheep. This is the chief doctrine that reveals the voice of the Good Shepherd, that Jesus died for the sins of all people. And whoever trusts in Jesus' innocent suffering, death, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins and salvation will be forgiven and will be saved. So if a voice does not preach Christ crucified, or a voice denies that Jesus' death makes atonement for all your sins, then that is not the voice of the Good Shepherd. How many preachers seem to get bored with the gospel, so that they try to make their preaching more relevant to their hearers by discussing issues that are more relevant for the here and now. I mean, heaven is a far away place, and it's far off. And I need advice for today. Nevertheless, what does Scripture say? If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Jesus died so that you might have eternal life. It is the responsibility of the preacher to proclaim eternal life. Eternal salvation is always relevant, and you will not figure out how to sort out your life if you neglect your eternal life. This reading gives you an opportunity to warn Jesus' sheep against false prophets, who Jesus tells you come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Jesus tells you that you will know them by their fruits. You will know them by their teaching. So Jesus' little lambs must pay attention to what is being taught to them. They must discern whether the preacher is preaching the law and the gospel from the Bible, or whether he is teaching some other human commandment, whether he is preaching the way to eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ, who alone laid down his life for his sheep, or whether he is preaching a different way that leads you straight to hell. Nevertheless, it has become so terrible that the wolves don't even need to wear the sheep's skins to fool the sheep. People will listen to enemies of the gospel with reckless abandon while ignoring the voice of their good shepherd, as if these voices will have no effect on them. Just consider this, though. How much time in a week do you spend watching television or some other streaming service or listening to the radio or reading secular books and articles? And how much time do you spend hearing then God's word at church or reading the Bible at home? Do you know what your children or grandchildren are watching or listening to on the internet? Or what content is being aired on the children's entertainment networks? With them trying to push their influence over children and adults to manipulate them so that they may take advantage of them and that they might become perverts like them. This is a form of child abuse. Disney, Nickelodeon, YouTube for Kids, and many other entertainment companies have been producing content which encourages young children to support and explore homosexuality and transgenderism. This also includes cartoons. People are rightly horrified by this. Still, most continue to watch movies and shows from these companies, and they still permit their children to watch this content as well, often without reviewing the content beforehand. But even if you avoid the most offensive content, mass entertainment is filled with messaging that is contrary to the Christian faith, and that has been this way from the beginning. Disney, Hollywood, and society have been promoting pantheism, the occult, moral relativism, evolution, fornication, and many other messages that are contrary to what God teaches you in the Bible. Do these messages affect you and your children and your grandchildren? Well, of course they do. Especially if you consume many hours of this content. Nevertheless, even if you try to avoid these bad messages, which you should, you'll never completely silence them. You see, you still live in this world. And even if you did silence them, you still have your old sinful nature to lead you astray. All of you like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone his own way. But now you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. You need to hear Jesus' voice. You need to hear his voice. You must be taught what is right. You must learn to turn from your sins and fight your fleshly desires. You must learn to reject being conformed to this world. You need to learn that you are sinners and who need a Savior. You need to hear that Jesus laid down his life for you so that you might have eternal life. But if you will not hear this voice, then you are not Jesus's little lamb. People think that they can be Christians without hearing the voice of their good shepherd. But that's not true. Jesus says that whoever does not gather with him scatters. What would a flock of sheep look like if the sheep didn't come when the shepherd calls? It would look like scattered sheep, wouldn't it? You need to hear his voice, the teaching of the good shepherd Jesus, so that you may have eternal life. Jesus says that I know my own, and my own know me. With these words, he teaches election. Election is the teaching that Jesus' sheep are chosen before the foundation of the world. This is why Jesus says that many are called, but few are chosen. And you know that Jesus desires all to be saved. That is why he calls them. But only those who are chosen are ultimately saved. This is a comforting message because it gives you the certainty of salvation. Jesus says in the same chapter of John, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. This should be immensely comforting, because no one can snatch you out of your good shepherd's hand. No one can take the life of Jesus that he has given to you away from you. It has been determined before the foundation of the earth. Nevertheless, how can you know that you are elect? How do you know God has chosen you before the foundation of the world? Because you hear his voice and you follow him. Don't try to delve into the mysteries of God's mind, which not even the angels can comprehend. Instead, listen to the voice of your good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus' sheep hear his voice and follow him. Jesus gives his sheep eternal life. If you hear his voice and believe it, then you are Jesus' sheep. Then you are the elect, and no one can snatch you out of the Father's hand. Dear saints in Christ, before you knew him, your good shepherd knew you, and he has made himself known to you by the proclamation of his gospel. He died so that you may live, and he promises you eternal life. If you believe this, you are most certainly Jesus' little lamb. Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you.
people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, in holy baptism, the children of your church are born again to a living hope. Feed and nourish our faith. Bring us through every trial and lend strength and joy to the praises of our risen Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God, send faithful shepherds to care for your flock here and scattered throughout the world. Keep them devoted to you and your truth, and so turn them in dutiful service toward your people. Spare us from hirelings who would serve evil, belly, or the world's doctrines. Give discerning ears to your sheep to listen to the voice of Christ, our good shepherd. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gentle Lord, visit the homes of your people, that they may be places where faith is nurtured and where we learn to live our new lives in holiness and righteousness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O gracious King, you have ordered the nations of the world so that men might seek security in you and not in earthly powers. Give good purpose to our leaders and grant peace through their labors, that many may find you in the sanctuary of your church. Watch over, guard, and keep our servicemen and women in your protective care, especially Gordon, Brandon, John, Dylan, Rebecca, Aiden, Donovan, and Emily. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, by the first fruits of Christ's life from the dead, you secured forgiveness for our troubled consciences. Bless also with temporal health and well-being those who suffer among us, especially Griffin, Mike, Robin, Carol, Steve, Kathy, Ruth, Roger, Helen, Deanna, Carlene, Brianna, Leisha, Robin, Deb, Mary, Shirley, Billy, and the Leslie family. Grant them aid in this moment, and even more so, true immortal health in the world to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, most we give thanks that in the waters of holy baptism we receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. For this baptismal anniversary, bless Helen continually by your word and spirit, that she may faithfully keep the covenant into which she has been called, boldly confess her Savior, and finally share with all the saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, your Son has given us his own flesh to be our food, and his very blood to be our drink. Give us your Holy Spirit so that we who approach this table may receive his gifts with repentant hearts and faith. That what we receive with our lips we may keep in holy hearts and show forth in holy lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, those who die in Christ, rest in him. With them we await the day when we are received into everlasting presence, into the life that death cannot end. Receive our thanks for the mighty saints of old and for their witness preserved through the ages. Keep us in Christ, that we may be reunited with all who have gone before us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
These things and whatever else you know that we need, kind Father, grant us for the sake of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you. Jesus Christ,
the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, grant you saving faith by the hearing of his word. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, grant you saving faith by the hearing of his word. Take, eat. The true body of Christ, given to death for your sin. Drink, the true blood of Christ, shed the remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed the remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed the remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed the remission of all your sins. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Christ, given to death for your sin. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep your baptismal grace. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep your baptismal grace. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep your baptismal grace.
Thank you.
baptismal grace.
Take, drink the true blood of your risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins.
Thank you.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Monday. Oh, Minnesota North Confessional Meeting at 10 o'clock. Tuesday Bible study. Wednesday at 7 p.m., bring a pen or a pencil, and we have confirmation questioning. Thursday, nothing. Friday, nothing. Next Sunday, we have confirmation service at each church, and then that's the end of the month. Be sure, if you're a guest, to sign our guest book, and everybody be friendly and greet them. Oh, I forgot. Got a call last night about 9:30, and Deanna was in the hospital. They thought she had a twisted bowel, and I think she already said she had 6 surgeries or so within the last year. But what ended up happening was there was like tape that they must have used inside that had wrapped around her appendix and was causing her pain that way. So that instead of doing a mass surgery, they were able to do, I can't say it very well, a laparoscopic surgery, and they were able to remove her appendix. But she was, Helen said she was in quite a bit of pain this morning when she called her. So keep her in your prayers. Have a blessed week in God's grace.
Oh! Reminder, voters meeting a week from tomorrow.
Yep, we begin tomorrow at 6:30. Yes?
2 things. First, a short prayer practice so we can work on without his cross. And second, there's a sample of the anniversary cookbooks on the table if you want to take a look at them.
Anybody else? Have a blessed week.